Hello, welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Birch out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, sharing things to lighten your load a little bit today. Put the news aside, put what's going on in life aside for just a little bit, and time for some good stuff.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. This weekend, it's the Niobrara River Races. Coming up later in July, it's the home of the Nebraska Star Party at Merritt Reservoir and International Dark Skies. The Niobrara Scenic River, number one in the Midwest for river adventures and the first ever in the Northern Hemisphere to be named a Quiet Trails International. Again, find out details at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, they're not flashy, fancy magazine. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? The readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see their content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
Something to share today on The Good Stuff from our friend Yvonne Hollenbeck up at Clearfield, South Dakota, called pig roping.
Oh, my.
It was in the early summer at a little kiddies fair when a couple rowdies, dastardly and mean, turned what started as a fun-filled day for happy little tots to shambles by events uncouth and mean. It seems the two came into town to shoe a cripple mule that was crippled by a trimming job they'd done, when they'd heard about the kiddie fair and thought they'd check it out and see if they could have a little fun. But fun to them was not the normal fun most people have. They like to traumatize and torment folks, and worse than that, they always seem to grab the microphone and tell their stupid poems and awful jokes. But judging by the way they act and simple things they say, it doesn't take folks long to realize that the two of them aren't playing with a total deck of cards, and they are far from ordinary guys. Now, to get on with the story, the day had started good and the stick horse rodeo was almost through. The penny toss and sack race was to follow this event, and why they tried to enter, I've no clue. The secretary scolded them and told them to get lost, and she wished that they'd quit being such a pain. But just when she was thinking that perhaps they got the hint, she realized her speech was all in vain. 'Cause there in the arena was a group of little kids, for the greased pig contest was about to start. The judge had shot his pistol, and the scramble had begun, when those gunsels proved that neither was too smart. A little blue-eyed girl that was only 4 years old was quick to grab on to the greasy swine. The big one overtook her. I think his name was Jim, and the other, Andy, grabbed a piece of twine. He threw that twine around the pig and snubbed it to a tree. The crowd began to loudly boo and shout when the little girl's grandma, who was built like Genghis Khan, announced that she would throw the buggers out. The riot then erupted. They were throwing fists and chairs. While Andy kept a hold of onto that hog, Jim was getting beat on by the grandma and the child, and the angry crowd that turned into a mob. When the sheriff finally showed up, the place was quite a mess, with broken bottles, bloodstains everywhere. But there were among the carnage was old Andy and the pig, though he and Jim had both lost most of their hair. Although no one was injured bad, the fairgrounds was a wreck. The kids have counselors nearly every day. Those awful guys snuck off when the sheriff's back was turned, and in no time they were headed on their way. They went back to their hovel near a small Wyoming dump, and they stole the boar to breed with their little swine. Now they're great big ranchers, hog ranchers, I might say, and it started with a simple piece of twine. So, if you're in Wyoming and you happen on their place and you wonder how they got so big, well, I'm sure that they'll tell you that it's the best to start out small and get some twine and rope yourself a pig. Quite a story from Yvonne Hollenbeck.
That is very, very cute. Okay, we better wrap it up here pretty quick. I've got a couple of these short little pieces. I got the strangest recording when I called the phone company the other day. It said, "You have been connected to the correct department on the first try. This is against company policy. Please hang up and try again."
Okay.
Okay. And a pastor known for his lengthy sermons noticed a man get up and leave for part of the service. After church, the pastor asked the man where he had gone. "To get a haircut," he says. "But why didn't you do that before the service?" "Well," the gentleman replied, "I didn't need one then."
Ooh. And that's the good stuff.